The ad that caught my eye read, "Exotic dancers wanted to perform at private, solo and bachelor parties." I snorted. So much for trying to focus. Now my cock was officially hard. I glanced over at the shed, thinking of the boards my dad stored in there that might come in handy someday. They came in handy for me anyway. That's where I hid my porn collection. I folded the paper up and tucked it under my arm, heading toward the shed. My dad's toolbox doubled as a step stool and was perfect for sitting on. I dug under the boards, pulling out my meager collection, two Playboys and a penthouse, although the latter was a letters edition and the stories were pretty hot. The last one was my favourite, a magazine called Yank, which was way more hardcore than the others. I'd never seen another one before or since, although believe me, I'd looked. I opened it up to my favourite page and there she was. Blonde, although clearly dyed because her pubes were dark, a full-breasted and full-bodied girl. Really unusual for most spreads nowadays where the models were like stick figures. This woman was, well, a woman. The next best part was the layout itself, a girl all alone on her bed looking at porn. Did girls do that? I loved how she rolled over and spread her legs, revealing that there was nothing under her skirt. She started masturbating, and would you look at that, next page here comes her boyfriend. And the next thing you know, she's sucking him off. God, how I wished it was that easy. Hi there, whoops, didn't mean to interrupt, but since I'm here, zip, flop, here's this hard cock you can suck. I unzipped my jeans and tugged them down a little, slipping my hand into my boxers. Nowhere near as big as the guy positioning his cock at her pink little hole. I loved that picture, her fingers spreading herself open for him like that. God, did girls do that? But respectable enough. Nice and thick, and most definitely stiff. She did it for me every time. I started masturbating, my eyes skipping from the wet pink of her cunt to her thick, dark pink nipples. I spent some time there, wanking away and staring at the slit between her legs. She spread it open with both hands, and there was a little hole there, right where I wanted to slide my cock, a small dark hollow leading to heaven. I got myself good and worked up before starting to turn the next page, because it was my favourite. And it was the image I always came to, her arse in the air, his cum sliding down her arsehole and cunt. I was looking forward to that image, still staring between her legs. I only stopped for a moment, breathless, to turn the page, and I saw something that made my cock jump and my heart race. There was writing in the margin, near the page number. An arrow toward the girl. God, look how that thick cum slid down her pink slit. And the words, "She looks like me." That was Dawn's handwriting. The fat, curly letters, the heart over the eye. Dawn had been looking at my porn. Why, I wondered. If she wanted to get me in trouble, she could have taken it to my mum. That would have been just like her. Instead, she'd written in the margins. And what she'd written? I flushed. Eyes, the slanted smile. That was Dawn. Was she just making an observation? Was she implying that I lusted after her? I didn't have any more time to think about it. Someone was knocking on the shed door. I stood, tucking my cock back in and zipping up, shoving the magazines back under the pile of boards. David! It was Dawn. Of course, who else? My parents wouldn't be home for hours. It was only 10 in the morning. What? I called, trying to sound impatient. I tucked my paper back under my arm, grabbed a can of insect spray off the shelf and opened the door. She was standing there in a white bikini, the flesh of her cleavage spilling over the top. My cock, with barely enough chance to wane as it was, jumped to life again at the sight. Jesus, Dawn! I made a face. Put some clothes on. It's going to be sunny and warm all day. She put her hands on her hips and drew my eyes there. I'm spending my time catching rays. Whatever. I stepped out into the fresh air. What were you doing in there? She smirked, peering into the dim shed. I waved the insect repellent at her. Big ass spider out on the patio table. Sure there was. She moved towards the lounge chair where she had spread a towel. How long had she been out there, I wondered. I put the can on the table. There was. It's obviously crawled off somewhere. Maybe it's on your lounge chair. She stuck her tongue out at me. Quit being such a pain in the ass. I'm in a good mood and you're not going to spoil it. Dawn positioned her chair, looking up toward the sun as she did, and then crawled on. Her bikini bottoms rode up between her cheeks and I flashed on the picture in Yank that I'd found the writing on, her arse up in the air, cum sliding down her slit. I sat down at the table, putting the paper on my lap to cover my erection.